Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and tonight is our wonderful night, which is Saturday night, and calling from New York here, live, and we're going to be going to the Lightship probably in about 5 or 10 minutes here, so it's a little bit tired, but I'm okay. Had a long expo today in New York here, and having a continuation tomorrow. So let's do some emotional healing for everybody. So here we go. Think of a situation that you dealt with, maybe in the last week or even 2 weeks if you wish, and we'll take away the energy. So here we go. Think of it right now. I'll count to five to release the energy from you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's do a feeling body clearing. This is like the flip side of the coin of the emotions. And the feeling type of people live in their feeling body, and they use the word feelings a lot in the vocabulary. So here we go, feeling body. Think of the same issue. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Let's do a mental body. This will help to balance your left and right brain. And it can also eliminate mind chatter. So we'll go back 7 days with this here. So 7 days ago, cleared. 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do a trauma body. Here we go. Think of a situation that caused you trauma. And I'm going to clear that right now. So just think about it. I'll count to five. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll do one more before we do the mind to heart drop. So let's do, heartache. I've been doing a lot of heartache clearings at the expo here. This is the Yoga Raw Food Expo in New York in Manhattan. So here we go, heartache. Oh, it feels heavy. Here we go. So think of your maybe last heartache. And 1, 2, 3, releasing the energy out of your heart, taking away those heart knots, the little owies that you may have. Be of anything, resentment, hurt, anger, betrayal. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, to expand the energy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll do the mind to heart drop. Here we go. So think of an elevator. We're going to take your thoughts that you have inside of your head and drop those same thoughts down into your heart centered, which will take you out of time. So when you're in your head, you're in time, and time is controlled by the aliens, which is the dark side energies of mind control. And other things out there, but mainly it's typically soulless beings or beings with a soul who wanted to, trade you off for negative energy. So they're using and getting a payoff for you. We all know about things like that here, corruption. So here we go. Dropping down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And being in your heart center means that you're going to be out of time. You can actually feel your energy in your heart center. And when you're in your heart center, you cannot have a positive thought or a negative thought because the light does not judge itself. And when you're in your heart center, you are an extension, we'll say, of the light, which is your spirit. And naturally, you cannot judge yourself anyway, because if the light had judgment, then it would be the darkness. So here we go. And we're live tonight. This is from New York, Saturday night, live on the Lightship. So let's go to the Lightship. And unfortunately, this will not work on the archives, but if you're listening to an archive on the Saturday night show, you will feel the wonderful peace energy coming to you. But I need to connect with everybody live in order to do this particular Lightship healing, which is what I do all the time on conference calls, but you have to be live on it. So here we go. If you have any animals or pets you want to bring along, just think of them now in your consciousness. And you can also bring up flowers, trees, and garden energies if you wish, or plants. Here we go. I'll count to five as we go up. And you're going to feel yourself being separated energetically from everything around you. Remember, when you're in the light, you're not judging anything, and there's no energetic connections to anything. So here we go. One, going up to the light ship. Two, three, four, and five. Okay, we're there now. Now we're going to have some fun tonight. So let's first go into the room where they have the palm trees. And if you're a new person on the call here, the rooms that we go into are, I'll just use the term, earth-friendly, okay? So we know about the beings and the things up there, and these are these particular energies that are manifested with a spirit, because the spirit chooses its next manifestation. Remember, the spirit has to come into physical form. So everywhere in the universe of light, there is physical form at different frequencies. So these energies are picking a palm tree. They have not incarnated yet, so these are still light beings to help you with ascension. So here we go. Here's a palm tree energy coming. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And the next room we're going to go into is a room where the deers are. I love this room. It's very nice. They're all nice, but I like deer energy. So here comes the deers, and this is going to be, again, we had this show up before. It's a female deer, a mother deer with three fawns. So here we go. You're going to feel these wonderful, innocent, precious energies. So one, and you must request your healing. Just have one particular situation that you want to have healed. Normally this is for physical body healing, not spiritual growth, we'll say, which is a New Age term, which you don't need. It's not anything to deal with bringing money into your life, making new friends. This is strictly physical healings. And you must request your healing in order to have a healing, because the light always sees you as perfection, even though you may not feel that way. So you have to request a healing to change from one state of perfection to the next. So here comes the deer energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we're going to go into a room where the dolphins are. So if you're a seer, you may be able to see all these energies. If not, put your hands out in front of you right now, palms facing forward. And you may have contact on the light ship, which is what you're doing right now. Remember, you're bilocated out of time. And on the light ship, they re-manifest your complete spirit for your body for healing. And this is why you have healings on the light ship. So it doesn't matter what degree you are down here on the light ship, you are healed. But when you come back here, each time you go to the light ship, which is, say, a zillion times a second, your densities wrap around you, which is the emotional baggage and the darkness that's inside of you from your DNA, which is judgment energies, and that can take your healing away from you. So this is why you want to have specialized clearings from the light ship, so that you can hold the energy. But on the light ship, you need your spirit with you, so they re-manifest, recreate your spirit in totality, and you're actually having a wonderful healing. So here we go. So let's bring in some wonderful energy from the dolphins. Put your hands in front of you. Move your hands maybe in a circular pattern here, back and forth, up and down. And here comes the dolphin energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, there's the dolphin energies. And let's go into the room with the wonderful oxygen. And here comes oxygen number 57. So to bring the energy down here, I have to command it, so I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Take a deep breath, inhale, exhale. And now let's do another clearing here. And if you want to type in one of the energies that you'd like to have, you can put on the fast chat. If you know of one that you've experienced before that you really like to experience tonight. So we're going to go into the pain release room next. And if you have any pain, request healing. We're going to go into a room where they work with our muscles. So again, if you have any concerns with muscles, maybe you have a torn muscle, maybe a ligament or something, request healing there too. Maybe you might have something wrong with one of your bones, request healing. Remember, the light sees you in pure divine perfection because you created your situation. So, you know, it may not be you that caused it. Remember, your ancestors gave you this gift, and you're just working through it in this lifetime. This is the way it works. So here we go. Remember, they gave you the darkness, the aliens did. So here we go. Let's work on these energies, muscles and bones, ligaments, tendons. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, let's go to another room on the light ship. Let's go into the room where they have the energy of Saint Bernadette. And here comes her energy to you. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into the green healing room. You're standing on a disc. And there's one above your head, and there's this energy radiating to you. So here comes the green energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And we'll go into the purple room. Again, stronger, 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 and stronger. So here we go. Let's go into the room where they have the rainbow waterfall energy. And we'll bring in one of the colors that we don't have here, okay? So this color is kind of between, it's like a greenish, yellow, gold energy. This is kind of how I'm seeing it here. Maybe it's all three combined into one. So we'll experience this tonight. So here comes this energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So let's go to another location. Let's go into the room where Mother Mary is. So I'll bring in her energy here. Remember, this is her spirit energy. And down here, she's known as Mother Mary. Elsewhere, she's known as a light being. So here comes this energy. So stronger, 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 stronger. Feels great. Stronger. Anybody smelling roses out there? Stronger, 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 stronger. I'll just keep going here because it feels so great here and wonderful. Stronger, 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 and stronger. So just take this energy in here. Ask for healings. Remember, it's very important that you ask because the light always sees you in divine perfection. And here we go. Let's go into another location. Let's go into the butterfly room. So again, I'll count to 10 to command the energy down here for us to experience. And on the light ship, you're now riding, flying with some butterflies. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And again, let's do some pain release from everybody. So if you have pain in your body, request healing again. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll do one other clearing here before we come back from the light ship. I'm having a hard time with the fast chat, so I can't really read it right now. So maybe just computer being slow here. So if you do have a request, maybe somebody could possibly let Sylvia know here right now. Maybe she can read it. Can you read it okay, Sylvia, on the fast chat? Are you connected okay?
Yeah, we did have a request from Peter from Australia wanting to know if there's a room on the light ship with kangaroos.
Oh, sure. Wonderful. So here we go. Here's a kangaroo room, okay? And here they are. These are pretty big ones. Pretty big, I mean about 40 foot tall. Here we go. So one, here they come, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, feels great. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. So, since we've talked about kangaroos, how about koala bears? Here they come. So, stronger. Again, request healing from these light beings. They're taking on this blueprint of this manifestation. So this is the koala bears. There's three of them coming to you. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Wonderful. So we're going to do one more healing here before we come back from the light ship, unless there's another request on the fast chat. Anything there, Sylvia?
I don't see anything for as far as rooms go. We have a cording release, but that's a different thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Wait, we do have one now. Oh, I guess this is a comment on Mother Mary. So, no, I guess not, Ron.
Okay. So let's go into one final room. This is a room where you were created here. So here we go. Coming into you. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So let you sit with this energy for a little bit here. This is where your spirit was created. This is love comes walking in. And just feel your body. You should feel very energized here. And again, request healing for what you're dealing with, any physical problems. Okay. And again, stronger, 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 stronger. This is more spirit energy coming to you. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, there we go. So let's...
Ron, we have one more request, if we can.
Okay, sure.
I think from Ed, something about a torn wrist.
Okay, you have to ask that himself here, because that's where we've been in rooms for that, so you want to always request your healing. So we can go into a room where they do work with wrist. Remember, this is other rooms, too, that work with your body. So if you have any concerns about anything, just request that, and you'll go to that room also. So you may have a hip problem, just request that, and they'll take you to the right location. So here we go, Ed. Anybody else out there who needs wrist energy, or maybe they had a hip replacement or sore muscles, maybe a torn ligament or something, we're bringing this energy now. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll start to come back from the light ship now. And we're coming back down. Our animals, garden pets are coming with us now. And we're coming back down. I'll count to five slowly so you can actually feel the light ship energy disconnect from you. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. So had a wonderful expo here in New York so far. Yoga Raw Food Expo, and a lot of people didn't realize that there is a lot of the darkness out there. A lot of people thought that there was, say, what you call a divine plan. People thought that the light creates things for you to experience in a certain way. So I explained that situation, because there's no divine plan, because the light always works in the present now. And so nothing is created before you create it. This is why the light does not have a predetermined life path, lifestyle for you. Remember, the light only works in the present moment, and it does not have time. And that's where you're connected to your heart center. In contrast, the darkness works in time, and they can speed time up, slow time up. The teachings that people have on spirituality that are from books or channeling, and channeling, to me, it's just about the same thing, because it eventually comes into a book. That's typically almost always dark side energy. because the aliens are transmitting this energy to you inside of your head. So if you want to get into darkness, then you connect to your head, your thoughts, which are in time, and these thoughts are controlled by your natal chart, by planets somewhere out there, and why should a planet control you? You know, that seems pretty ridiculous. Would you allow somebody that you did not know three blocks away control your life? Okay? You'd probably say, no, that sounds stupid. Well, that's what's happening. These planets that are a long ways away, hypothetically, are controlling the destiny of you. Now, these planets are typically alien energies, okay? Which, what I mean is, they're an alien life form. Or it could be a complete race of aliens. It could be, you know, 100 million of them on a planet controlling you, wanting to get your life force energy from your spirit, okay? So you have to be very cautious and know that the dark side works in time. And when you're in time, they created the mind. Remember, there's no such thing as mind in the light. There's no such thing as time in the light. The light does not know darkness. The light did not come out of the darkness. Some people think that the light's there for duality, light and dark. That's a false tale. That's misinformation from the darkness so that you can attempt to understand why there's light and dark. And then you believe that you have to work your way out of the darkness to get into the light. That's strictly the way the dark side is fooling everybody on this planet. There's no such thing as forced reincarnations in the light. You choose where you're going to, and there's really no reason at all for you to experience a planet twice or a location twice, because there's millions of places to go to in the light. Only on planet Earth here are you stuck here. And what I will say, which to me is kind of funny, but I see people talking about ascension. You know, this is over, you know, the years here, writing books on ascension. And how can you write a book on ascension when you have never ascended? Okay? And a lot of people are doing that. You know, you get these authors who tell you all about ascension, and they're stuck here just like you are, but they become experts, and that's because they put it in writing. Remember, when you see something in writing, you normally believe that this is the truth. So if somebody's been here for 40,000 years, that means that you missed, you know, 2,000 years when the light ship comes. So divide 2,000 years into 40,000, you missed 20 ascension points. Now, are you going to miss the next one, which makes 21? Now, on the website, what we have is a clearing for the 2012 Dark Side Ascension. It's called 2012 Ascension, I believe, or something like that. I don't have the website up in front of me. Now, what this is for people who believe and are taught or hear about 2012. And that'll be a buzzword coming up, you know, until 2012. I'm sure there'll be more information coming out about how the Earth is going to 5D or 4D or whatever D they claim it's going to. They don't have a clue. Remember, the light only works in the now. The Earth spirit has decided to make a blueprint on 8D reality. So that's where it's choosing to go to. And that could even be changeable, but it's giving up the spiritual, physical blueprint of the Earth. So the Earth that we have right now that you're living on will no longer be energized by the Earth spirit as of this moment, as I'm talking. And things are changeable because the light does not work in time. The light has no predictions. But the dark side gave us a prediction that something is going to happen in 2012. So as you start seeing more movies about 2012, as you start hearing the buzzword of 2012 happening of December 21st, that is the dark side ascension. The dark side is going to have a ascension point at that time. And they'll be taking a lot of people off planet into parallel lifetimes, just like they did in the time when Jesus walked the earth. So what happens is at ascension time, the light ship goes to all of its creations, and it looks for light. It doesn't look for darkness. It looks for light. Well, if you're not here, it's not going to look for you. If there's a part of you here, it'll try to find the rest of you. But if you're not here and you're in a parallel universe with clone bodies, and they stuck your spirit in there because you have not received your spirit barcode, so you're no longer trapped here. So if you haven't had that, more than likely you are going to be going into the 2012 Dark Side Ascension. So I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia, for a minute.
Okay, let's see. So I'm just looking over the fast chat and seeing if we have any questions there. And, yeah, there is a good question from Pete from Australia. And he says, Ron, once you feel your spirit, then how do you develop your commanding of it?
Perfect question. Okay. So this came up, I think, today in one of my talks with somebody or the lecture that I had. And what you have to do is command your spirit. Remember, your spirit sees you in pure divine perfection. So it's not going to interfere with your life whatsoever. Remember, it's part of the light. Okay? It may be toned down a bit from when it first came here because of the mind-controlling energies of the darkness. And it may have lost part of its, say, spiritual horsepower, but it still knows light. So even if you got rid of 99% of the light from your spirit, that 1% that's left knows what light is. Now, that part of you will never interfere with your life. It's waiting for you to ask it for assistance and to ask it to have a healing. Remember, the light never judges the light. The light cannot judge itself, because if it could judge itself, then it would be the darkness. Okay? This is a very, very important point to remember. The light cannot and will never judge itself. Everything is in pure divine perfection. So if you want to have a change in your life, you must command your spirit. Remember, you have all these thoughts all the time, and your spirit's waiting for you to connect with it. This is why we do the mind-to-heart drop. This is what I tell people to do and to help them out. Very simple. You can drop into your heart within probably 20 seconds. Okay? You don't have to meditate for, 5 minutes to 2 hours to get heart-centered, to be in peace. You know, a half a minute to me would be a long time to do this exercise. Okay? And if you've been listening to the BBS programs, you know that you can very easily go into your heart in a half a minute. Okay? Just drop that mental body down. So what you're doing is you're commanding it. Now, when you're commanding it, who's doing the work? It's your spirit. So you have to command your spirit to do the work for you, because if you have all these thoughts every day, and it's not going to be listening to you. You have to knock on the door. That's what Jesus said, knock and the door will be opened. You know, very, very, very simple information. So you have to tell your spirit what you want, and you're actually commanding it. You know, remember, don't think of the reverence of how great your spirit is, because it is, but it's a part of you. It knows you, but you have to connect to it. So the command actually awakens your spirit, so it goes, hey, man, this guy's or gal's finally talking to me. Maybe you're 50 years of age, and you've only talked to your spirit 3 times in 50 years, and it goes, wow, they're finally connecting with me. All these years, I was lost, okay? And now you found your spirit. So you have to command it to do work for you. And it will gladly help you the best way that it can. Now remember, the light does not channel, okay? This is another thing that people are doing out there. They claim that they're channeling the angels, okay? And they're channeling Archangel Michael. They're channeling this, they're channeling that. Remember, that energy cannot come to you. It'll come to your heart center, but it won't allow you to speak out loud, because at that point, you don't have the vocabulary to talk out of judgment. And so the light does not want to channel to anybody, because you could say a word the wrong way or use the wrong word or in the wrong phrase, okay, which could lead people astray. I think you all understand that, because different cultures have different ways of saying things. You know, like a while back, you know, people are saying, boy, that's bad. Well, when I grew up, the word bad meant that it was awful or bad. Well, that got reversed, and bad actually meant good. So all of a sudden, you know, for me, that would mean that bad was bad, not good. But somebody who grew up maybe 10 years ago, that term would be good to them. So this is why the light does not channel, because then somebody may get the wrong information, and at that point, they're being led astray. So the light has never channeled through anybody. It will connect to you, the light, through your spirit, and it's up to you to get your own information. So I need to really clarify that for everybody out there who has a misconception. Maybe your best friend, you know, is doing channeling, and the information may be wonderful. Well, that's coming through the light of the darkness. So the light of the darkness will channel Archangel Michael. It'll channel Jesus. It'll channel any master, any angel, because that's the false light. And the information can be wonderful. Remember, like I tell people, the darkness, because it gave you your physical problems, remember, you're filled full of gunk. You're filled full of genetic cellular memory, which is darkness, okay, judgment. And it gave that all to you. And so if it gave it to you, it can take it away. So you can go to a healer working with dark side energies that may look like the light, and it can give you a wonderful healing. But you're still hooked up to the darkness. You're not hooked up to light, because the light only works moment by moment by moment by moment. So you request a healing, and instantly that's done. Now, did that healing help you? Do you feel better? We'll just say you don't. Ask again. It'll give you another dose of energy. And the light ship, you're healed. With your spirit, you're healed. But how much genetic density do you have to work through? I have a BBS archive, which is 828 of last year, which is 09. And listen to that. That's dealing with the dog bite. And it just happened to work out that way. So it's a wonderful program as we walk you through a healing. And the person had a dog bite, wondering why they haven't had a healing done. And I think the show might be about an hour and a half in length. It's a very interesting show to listen to. That's in the BBS archive, 828-09. So I hope I helped you out a little bit here. So just remember, there's no such thing as divine plan. And there's no such thing as the mind of God. That means it's the mind of the darkness. When you pray outside of yourself, you become prey. So if you go to church, if you pray to an alien God, which all churches have alien gods to it, may just be more than one. You might have 10,000 alien races in one church trying to collect your energy. They may be fighting over you. But they're having a great time at this year because you're their playground, okay? How much do you want to be played with? And they're laughing at you in a sense because they haven't ever told you to go to your heart center. And did the minister, priest, or rabbi tell you to go to your heart center to connect to the divine source, which is your spirit? No. Another question I had today, people say, well, can I go to source energy? Absolutely not. This is why Jesus said you have to go through me to go to the Father. This is what we do on this radio program. It's the same thing. You cannot ever go to the light ship because the light ship will see you as being contaminated. I happen to have special codes, being a light beam, and I can take you to the light ship. But if you went there on your own, this is why we do not have the archives work on Saturday to go to the light ship. There's people out there who want to use their ego and say, well, I can go to the light ship. Well, then if you think you can go there, you'll be going to the light ship of the darkness. And they can give you the exact same information as myself. But there's always going to be a twist in it. It will not be ever heart energy. The darkness does not work in the heart center. Your heart center is your only pure protection for the darkness. That's where your spirit resides. Your spirit will never allow darkness into your heart center. If that ever happened, then there would be no more light. Unless you kicked your spirit out of your body. If you took a lot of drugs and you kicked your spirit out of your body, then, you know, that's your stuff, you know. But most people always have just a small part of your spirit still left. Because your spirit is holding the energy with you, and the source energy is peace. So I want to bring in some energies that I did today for some people at the Yoga Raw Food Expo here. I'm going to bring in the faith of Jesus. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, now I want to bring in the energy of Jesus, and this is another light being. This is one that came through, and there could be many of them, but these energies were the ones that were used for his communication. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Now we'll bring in the energy of compassion. Here we go. Stronger, stronger, another light being. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And now we'll bring in the energy of another person that everybody has heard of on this planet. This is the person which we know as Princess Diana. And her spirit was in the Jesus body. Remember, the physical body was just strictly a vessel, okay? And other light beings come into that body to do special work. This is why he had the Immaculate Conception done, which means that his body was released of all of this cellular memory. Okay, and you don't need the DNA after you're created to be active in you. So here we go. This is Princess Diana's spirit coming to you, and this is for the humanitarian mission to educate people, to have compassion more, and to understand humanity. Here she comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. I see a question here about your blueprint from Everett. Is a blueprint on the light ship living? No, it's not. It's a spirit to be activated. So there are numerous, using that term lightly here, blueprints. There are blueprints up there of beings that were created a long, long time ago. And those blueprints can be reused, we'll say, if you wish. That life form can be brought forward by a spirit that's creating, let's just say, humans, so they can bring forth a human blueprint of one of our races down here. And if the spirit who wishes to have this similar blueprint, they're at free choice to change it, and they can add things to it and take things away from it. So just strictly a blueprint, and things can be altered and improved even. So hope that answered your question. So once the blueprint is on the light ship, it is not activated, okay? So your blueprint at ascension time, if you have your spirit in your body and partly integrated with you during ascension, okay, And if you're not taken sideways, you know, to a dark side parallel universe, so if you haven't had your spirit barcode removal like I talked about earlier, then more than likely the dark side is going to take you away again. This is why that's so important. So if you're tired of living here on the earth plane because of the negativity here, I would strongly recommend having that clearing done. Now, if you don't have the clearing, what's going to happen to you? Well, let's draw that out here. The earth spirit is leaving this blueprint, which means that this spiritual blueprint of the earth has the elements of it that's going to support the life of your body, since your body's created from the chemicals and minerals, etc., that's on this planet. Okay? So, and you're living also with the life force energy of the earth spirit. So if the earth spirit leaves, where are you going to come back to? Okay, in the time of Jesus, the earth spirit decided to stay here, decided to do another 2,000-year cycle, because the ascension energy when Jesus walked the earth here was not here long enough to educate people. And so it said, gee, I feel sorry for the human race here. If I leave and go to another location, another dimensional frequency, another creation, all these humans on this planet are going to be dead, or they're going to be going to a parallel lifetime. So because the Earth Spirit had compassion for the human life on this planet, it decided to have another 2,000-year cycle. So right now, in our terminology, the Earth Spirit has been there, done that, got more than one T-shirt, okay, and it's leaving. And when it leaves, what we know is the Earth right now will no longer ever exist. Now, it's true that another spirit that creates planets, Earths like this, could take it over, but your physical body will not resonate to it, okay? So even if the dark side wanted to bring you back after it took you sideways to a parallel lifetime, and it wanted to bring you back to the earth like it did last time, your body would die instantly because you don't have the earth spirit here to keep it alive. So this is why it's so important to have these clearings done. Now, let's just say that you are taken sideways to a cloned earth, okay? Where are you going to be located? Where are you going to be? You'll be living in a dark side universe. Is a light ship going to find you? Probably not, unless there's a piece of light there that's attached to this planet and it starts to look for something of light. Then it will look for that and keep looking until it finds it normally. Okay, but it can only do it for so long. And it may do it in the next 2,000-year cycle, you know, 2,000 years from now. Then you got 4,000 years, okay, and 6,000 years. In the meantime, where are you living? You're living in a dark side universe. The light lost part of itself. Why did it do that? Why did the light lose part of itself? Because people here are in mind energy. People here chose the consciousness of darkness, and they're living inside of their mind, in their thoughts. And in that is where the dark side wants to steal you and steal your soul. So this is the problem that people have. Are you going to go to the light? Are you going to be out of time in your heart center in peace energy? Or are you going to be in the mind-controlling aspect of the darkness in your head? And this is your choice. Everybody on this planet has a choice to be in the light out of time or to be in the darkness in time. And if you're in time, like I said, the dark side has planned for everybody on this planet in 2012, December 21st, to go off into a parallel lifetime. So yes, there will be an ascension time happening at that time. and that's when humanity will be lost. You know, I don't perceive at this moment in our time that very many people will even get a clue of what's happening. People listening now, at least you have information. Remember, the dark side gives out tons of information, like I said earlier, about ascension. There's a lot of books out on it, written by people who've never ascended, but they're experts at it, remember, because they channeled something, which is the darkness, telling people how to do the ascension process, or to live a good life, or to smile at people, and that life will go on after ascension, but you're going to be in a different universe, on a different dimension. Of course you will. That's 100% true. You're going to be in darkness. So this is the facts, folks. I don't want to sound heavy or negative, but remember, if you don't have the information, how are you ever going to have a change? You must know the truth, okay? And you need to go to your heart, to your spirit, to have validation. So do that. Go right to that location. Do the mind-to-heart drop and connect there and ask your spirit for validation. You don't need me for this, okay? I'm just telling you what I know. And that's why I'm here, to help people to get, you know, enlightened, we'll say, to be connected to your spirit, which you probably actually have never talked to. And this is true with most people. If you ask your neighbor if they talked to their spirit today or yesterday or the last week, last month, last year, you know, last decade, you know, or whatever, what are they going to tell you? What are you talking about? Or you get a new ager and they go, yeah, I get my guidance daily. They sit back, they do a couple of ohms or whatever, and it comes into their head. The light of the darkness appears as their spirit in their head, which it never goes to, but they don't know the difference. And they think they're getting spiritual guidance. Or they call upon Archangel Michael, as it seems to be a powerful angel. And with the sword, comes into their head, and they start talking and tells them all this information, which is all dark side material, leading you astray. And then you become a sheeple. So I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia. Back to you again.
Okay, well, we just have a couple minutes left. Do you want to tell people where you're at so they can come find you if they're in the New York area?
Sure, yeah. I'm at the New Yorker Hotel, 34th and 8th in Manhattan. And we have our schedule up on the website. I'll have some workshops at the Edgar Cayce ARE Center, 6:30 to 9:30. It'll be, I believe, this coming Wednesday, Friday, and following Monday. So if you want to see me in person, by all means, come to it. It'll be a wonderful event. The cost, if you want to come to all three events, which would be 9 hours in length, is $100. So that helps to support me and, you know, the radio program here, which costs for each show that I'm on. So anyway, a little plug there. If you want to come on as a sponsor, I would greatly appreciate that. And you do get the lightship energy in your location where you are. Remember, you know, it's, I talked to one person, and they said, Ron, do you mean that you're on the radio, which is costing you money to tell people about spirituality? He goes, you know, what are you getting back on this here? Why are you spending money? Well, I do get money from the clearings. I would love to do free clearings for everybody. So if one of you out there happens to know somebody who has a lot of money and would like to really help out the cause, you know, have them contact me. I would love that. And, you know, that would be great, because, you know, we are on the Internet here. We have a lot of listeners, and it's up to you to get the word out. I'm doing the best that I can do, going to expos and on the radio programs here. The archives, you know, have a lot of information, so if you're a first-time listener, listen to about 10 of them. Put 10 hours of your time into listening to the archives, and then you're going to finally understand what this is all about. And just pick some dates. It doesn't make any difference. To me, they're all about the same, but it might be said differently to you. Remember, your mind shuts off. The mind control energies will turn your mind off, and sidetrack you so you don't hear the truth. So listen to something a couple of times. You can finally catch on, and or even take notes and write that down, but listen to it over again, because you may have your mind playing tricks with you. You might think I said something that I didn't say, okay? So definitely know that the light only works in the now. There's no predictions. There's no divine plan, because the light creates moment by moment, and there's definitely no prophecy. But the dark side prophecy is to take everyone on this planet off in 2012, December 21st, to a dark side parallel universe. So, hope that helps everybody. Our time is coming to a close here. I'm going to bring in some peace energy. So, here we go. So, and you can check out, if you wish, the expo. It's on the internet. Just type in, I would imagine, maybe New York Yoga Raw Food Expo. It's put on by Mark Becker, and just type that in, or New Life Expo, New York, and it'll come right up there. So here we go. Here comes peace energy. Blessings to all of you. So here it comes. Bring up the light beam. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody. So I'll say blessings to all of you. We'll leave the peace energy on for about 1 hour. We'll just say 1 hour. So an hour from now, the peace energy will leave. And enjoy that. Stay very calm. Stay heart-centered. And remember, your guidance, who you are, is all that you have. Nothing is outside of yourself except darkness. You have to go to your heart center. So see you later, everybody. And our next show is Monday, 4 o'clock Pacific, 7 o'clock Eastern. Bye, everybody. Thank you, Annika.
Well, this is Sylvia, but thank you, Ron. Thank you so much. I know you worked really hard all day today at the expo, and it's about 1 in the morning, and we all appreciate you coming on live to do the show tonight. And thank you all who showed up to participate. And good night, everyone. Stay heart-centered, and we'll see you next time.
Okay. Thank you, Sylvia.
Yep. Good night,
everybody.
Good night, everyone.